This is Sharon Bornholt with the Innovative Property Solutions and the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, and I am really happy to have a special guest with me today, all the way from Stafford, England, Grace Marshall, who is the author of a great little book that I just read, by the way, called 21 Ways to Maximize the Stuff That Sucks Up Your Time. Now, Grace helps business owners maximize their time and their talents. Good morning, Grace. I should say good afternoon for you.
Hi there, Sharon.
Now, you opened your business, was it back in 2008? Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's 4 years old now. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how you got started.
Well, I guess one of the things that I found I have a talent for is helping people. And in my previous career, I was actually working marketing. I did a business degree. And what I realized was I wasn't actually helping people in terms of being on the front lines. And that was something that was missing from what I was doing. And after a lot of soul searching, I decided on a change of career. But at the same time, I decided to start a family as well. So coaching is really something that's evolved over time that helps me to do something that I love, do something that I know I'm good at, that I can help other people with, and also be able to run it around my family. So I now have, a bit further on down the line, I've got a 7-year-old son, a 3-year-old daughter, and a 4-year-old business. So it's kind of like my middle child.
Wow. Yeah. I know it's tough when you've got small children to get it all done. I know one of the things that intrigues me about what you do is that you really work hard on creating balance between having your business and having a good business, but not sacrificing time with your family. So you seem to have managed to do that pretty well.
Yeah, I guess it's, for me, it's a case of not wanting to drop what's important to me. So for me, it's not so much a case of having a set of scales and having a balance where I've got to do this much work and this much family time. It's more fluid than that. It's more about, okay, what's really important to me about life and how do I fit it all in a way that honors all my commitments so I don't drop one in favor for the other. Yeah.
Well, I think that's great. So in a sense, is this what led you to create your book? How did this all come about? I know you said you wrote your book in 40 days once you really decided, which is sort of a point we all have to do to get something done. We have to decide we're going to do it. So how did all that come about?
Well, I guess a lot of the clients that I work with are people like me who are juggling business and family. And while I work around a lot of issues from, all the way from direction and strategy and clarity through to confidence and mindset and things like that, one of the biggest questions that kept coming up is, I haven't got enough time. How do I fit it all in? By answering those questions, by creating products and helping my clients with that, productivity kind of became a bit of a specialty of mine. And so when the opportunity came up to write a book about productivity, I jumped on it. It was an opportunity that came up from the publishers who do a whole range of 21 Ways books, and a friend of mine had actually written one of those books as well, and they came up with the title through a conversation that they'd had. They posted it on Facebook saying, hey, wouldn't this be a great title for a book? 21 Ways to Manage the Stuff That Sucks Up Our Time. We all have stuff that sucks up our time. And along with a few other people, I commented saying, actually, do you know what? I could write that because that is essentially what I work with my clients on. It's what I help a lot of people with. I'm sure I could write a book on that. And that's when the publisher threw down the gauntlet and said, well, okay, if you really want to write this, here's where you can submit a proposal. Go ahead. And it was one of those things, like you said, it's kind of when you decide, actually, I really want to do this, it's not just a someday dream. It's not just a pie in the sky thing where I'd like to do it someday. And actually put something in writing or send a proposal off and actually make something happen, put something into motion. That's when things happen. So, a couple of months later, I heard back from them and they said, yeah, we love your idea. We love your proposal. Can we send you the contract? And all of a sudden I had a book contract.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like demand to help you, put things into perspective and get you actually working on it.
Now, did they give you a deadline, or did you put the deadline on yourself?
Well, you know, if I had come up with a deadline myself, I probably would have said, oh, I don't know, give me about a year or 18 months to write it in.
Yeah.
The deadline definitely came from the publisher. And it was funny because it was such a tight deadline that I said, oh, gosh. Yeah, and after, you know, at the initial, you know, getting my breath back, I started thinking, okay, so how could I get it done? If I had to get it done in that time, what would I have to do to write a book in 40 days? Mm-hmm. And the things that I realized was, okay, if I can break it down, my brain basically started working out how. Mm-hmm. So it started defining, well, what would my 21 ways be? How many would I have to write each week in order to meet that deadline of, you know, 40 days? And then what things can I put in place that help me to give my best, to help me to be most productive, to be full of energy, full of clarity, full of focus, be able to kind of really get knuckle down and get it done. And so I did.
I just find that amazing because it's what you teach and it's what we all know. Break it down mm-hmm. into baby steps, into bite-sized pieces. But when you're faced with the challenge of actually doing that, then it becomes this whole other animal that you have to do. As I read the book, I thought a lot about what I do. You know, my book is still in that stage where it's not gotten to productivity yet, you know, gotten produced yet. But real estate investors in general have a tough time with time management. And part of it is the nature of the business. You know, you might say, like, I have to run out and look at a house today. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to work on my marketing. And then I've got to run to a closing at 3:00. And I have used a lot of your techniques. So I do use a lot of them already, where I will try to get my running done and put it all into a day. And I mm-hmm. will try to have an administrative day and just get a lot of the writing, get a lot of that stuff out of the way. But it is still tough, and I guess everybody has the same challenges. But I see where mm-hmm. real estate investors are concerned. So many of them just fly by the seat of their pants. You know, they'll just go mm-hmm. out and drive around all day and look for houses, or, you know, they don't mm-hmm. really have a plan. And as I was reading your book, I was thinking, gosh, if they would just take a look at your book, there are ways that even these very disorganized people could get organized, because I know you say that you're not a naturally organized person, which
no, that's right.
kind of defies the whole idea I have of you. But what could, you know, if you take this group of people that, and given the way their business is, what are some ways that they could maybe take some of the tips in your book and put them into practical use in their daily life?
Okay, so I guess one of the things that came to mind when you were talking was one of the ways is called Firefight Like the Pros. So I guess, you know, firefighting is a term we often use to talk about when we're running around reacting to everything coming in, and it just feels like we're putting out fires all the place, we're not really planning and thinking ahead. But the funny thing is the pros, you know, the professional firefighters, they, you know, they do what they do because they do a lot of planning. So they anticipate what's going to happen, and they decide ahead of time how they're going to react to certain situations, so that when that thing happens, when they do need to fight a fire, they're organized, they know what they're doing, and they can just get on with doing it rather than kind of reacting and thinking, well, what do I need to do next? And shall I do this bit first or shall I do this bit first? Having made those decisions ahead of time, it's a lot easier just to be really focused and really go for it and get things done. So I guess, yeah, there'll be part of your business, part of the real estate business that is reactionary. So when people make inquiries, when people want to see a house at a particular time, yeah, those are some of the things that maybe you can't exactly decide exactly when it happens, just like professional firefighters don't decide when the fires happen. But you can do some thinking ahead of time. You can plan how you might want to react to that, how best to respond to that. And then you can plan your other things around it. So if you know that there's a certain element of unpredictability, then you can decide how best to respond to those things and then look at how you can fit everything else in around that. Mm-hmm. So your administrative things, for example, you know, if you say, if for example, you have a lot of calls you need to make in a day, and if those calls don't need to be done at home, if they can be done on the road, it could be as simple as having a file where you keep all your calls. So if you know that you need to call certain people, just having that all together. Mm-hmm. So if you find you're sat in the car early to an appointment and you're waiting for someone to come, or you're in between two appointments and there's no point going home, you can make use of that time and just whip out your file and be able to do that. And you know, I suppose, you know, coming from my own perspective of being someone who isn't naturally organized, it's knowing things like that. It's having those kind of very easy to use tips to go, okay, how can I make my life easier? Mm-hmm. How can I get the things around me organized so that I don't necessarily have to be, I don't have to remember all of those things by myself?
Right. I think that's really good. And there are times when you can certainly make calls when you're waiting on someone, because notoriously people, they run late all the time. Mm. So that's a great suggestion. I do try when possible. I know in my own life, I try to have my days that I've got to go out and maybe look at property, and I try to hang on to a day or two when I can do my writing and do those other things that I need to do, because you look up and if you don't do that, it's Friday and you're going, oh my gosh, I've still got all of these things that I have to do. Mm. Your website is set up. I know that one of the things that I love on there is called Dream to Done. You have a little short course, and you have really, you tell people, I'm going to read this because it says, someday is a safe place to hide your dreams. And that is so true. Mm-hmm. It is so easy to just put it down as your goal for this year, and then, well, I didn't get it done, so I'll put it down and I'll get it done next year. I'll write that book or do that, whatever that other big project is.
So exactly, yeah.
I know that you help people take that first step and that second step. And tell me, you have three essential ingredients for that process, don't you?
Mm, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think it's very much looking back at my journey of writing a book, and how I did that in 40 days. Three essential ingredients for getting from dream to done, are, the first of all is definition. You know, I think often we get overwhelmed because we have so many ideas, there's so many possibilities, so many things to do, that we just don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that helped me to get my book written was the fact that I'd submitted a proposal. It was part of a series of 21 ways books, so there were guidelines about what I needed to write, how it had to, you know, the style it was written in, and what was included. So I knew that, for example, there were 21 ways, that they had to be very practical, very punchy, very easy to use tips, that it's not like one great big system that you've got to learn, that you've got to be able to kind of pick one up and use it at the time. So that helped me to narrow down from kind of a range of possibilities to really narrow it down to, okay, what is essential? What absolutely has to happen for this to be complete? So that's definition. The second thing is demand. And that's very much about, I think that's how business works, really, is that when there's somebody waiting for you to deliver something, you're much more likely to do it. When it's only up to you, when you're the only person who will, who will suffer or not, whether you do it or not, then it's a lot easier just to put it off. When we know that somebody out there is waiting for what you're delivering, if you made an appointment, for example, and someone's waiting for you to show up at a house, you're going to show up.
You're going to show up.
So what I found was, having the book contract in place, having somebody saying, I'm willing to invest my time and energy and resources into publishing this book if you will write it. Mm-hmm. That means that there's somebody else. It's not just my idea. Somebody else is waiting on it. Somebody else is expecting me to deliver. And also somebody else thinks it's good enough. Thinks that what I have to offer is good enough to get out there to the world. And that very much, when you create demand or when you respond to demand, it takes it away from just a nice idea in your head into something that you have to deliver. So For me, I guess it probably started before the book, actually. It started when I started responding to my clients, responding to what they wanted most, the question they wanted answering the most. And that's how it happened from there. So that when I spotted the book, I knew that there was a demand for it, and I was well placed to meet that demand, to put myself forward. So I think always, always be asking yourself in business, in whatever you're doing, always be asking yourself, okay, what's the demand here? What do people want from me? What can I deliver? And then that will take it away from, oh, just a nice idea, I'd like to do something, to something that I'm going to deliver, something I'm going to add value to. So that's definition and demand. And the third thing is a deadline. Like we've already talked about a little bit, that when you put a line in the sand, when you put a deadline in the calendar, it takes it out of someday and into real days in the calendar. So when my publisher told me that date, I started working out, how am I going to get it done? And then to add on top of that, what I did was I made it public, because I realized that public accountability is the one thing that always gets me delivering. If I tell somebody I'm going to do it, and if I make it public, then that makes sure that I do it. I found that's happened with, it's happened with my newsletter. I send a monthly newsletter out, and it goes out every month because I promised people that it's going to be monthly. So what I did for this particular project is I created extra accountability. I announced it. So I announced it on my blog that I had had a book deal. I told people when it was, when I would be, at least when I would be delivering the copy. And then I created a group called the 40 Days of Baby Steps. And I took a group of clients who each had their own project, their own 40-day project, and I helped them through their 40-day project. And as a result, that meant that I had to be the role model. I had to walk my talk and be living through those principles and living through that accountability at the same time as helping them through it. So that put me in a role, in a position that really drew on the best of me and made sure that I met that accountability.
Well, that is very good. And it was, tell me again, what was it called? 40 days to, what was it called again?
It was called 40 Days of Baby Steps.
40 Days
of Baby
Steps.
So the idea was, and the idea around baby steps is about being able to, rather than dropping everything and, I don't know, going a hideout in a cave for 40 days and write a book, it's about honoring the fact that you have a life, everybody has a life, commitments. Being able to honor those commitments and at the same time take baby steps that then move mountains and, by doing that consistently over 40 days, you can do things like create a book.
That's a great idea. I think we all know that accountability is a big thing. I have an accountability partner, and we have also a mastermind group. And sometimes we have one fellow in there. He knows who he is, Bill, who will always go, I know Bill's writing this down somewhere. And he's going to be, next month, he's going to be saying, okay, I wrote this down last month. So we kid him about that all the time. But that's really what you need. You need to be accountable to someone. I know that you've got a couple of free things on your website, gracemarshall.com, and I'm going to put the link to your site below this video, but you have your Dream to Done. People can sign up for that and learn all about that, and you've also got something, an ebook called Yes You Can, The Top 10 Ways to Grow a Successful Business Without Compromising Your Family. So I want everyone to check out Grace's site. She's got a lot of good stuff on there, and she will hold you accountable, folks. So just head on over there and see how she did it. And I think this is a time for everybody to kind of ditch the excuses and move on with that next big project that they've got. I want to thank you.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. I've really enjoyed talking with you. You're just full of good ideas.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon. Yeah, it's grace-marshall.com, the website. And it's definitely, it's one of those things where if there's something you want to do, and if you find that you're procrastinating, you're worrying about it, or you're just constantly, it's they're in there, actually that's going to suck up your time anyway. So you might as well put that time into useful time and actually get it done and see the fruit of it and be able to reap the results.
Right. I agree completely. So Thanks again, Grace, and hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Sharon. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.